This is the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Caleb Wick. Johnny came back with you last week. Jackson Heights, a really solid victory on the road at Valley Heights, 48-12. Really a dominant victory for the Cobras, all facets of the game. So, coach, overall, a really solid victory for your guys, especially on the road, and a good bounce-back win, especially after that loss to Olpe.
Yeah, you know, I thought we came out and I thought we executed very well the entire game. And, you know, looking at the stats, when you rush for almost 300 yards and throw for almost 200 yards, your offense is definitely in sync. And I think we were, I think we played our best game of the year on Friday. And it wasn't really our skill positions that excelled. And I really think it was our offensive line. They're finally starting to gelling. They're finally starting to come together. And I believe they played their best overall game of the season. And it's so nice to see because, you know, they're early in the year, you know, maybe week two or three, we were really harping on them saying, you know, we're going to go as far as our offensive line and that they needed to get better. And, you know, we rotated some people around and, man, they look good on Friday. And, you know, props to them. Props to Coach Human for getting them ready to go on Friday night. But, yeah, they did play their best game. Hopefully we can just keep getting better and keep having output like that offensively.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with the offensive line. You talked about moving some guys around. I know that was something a few weeks ago when you right before you played Troy, I believe it was, where you said you moved some guys around. And do you really just feel like guys are just more comfortable right now, or what do you think that really is right now?
Yes, I would believe they're more comfortable. I believe we simplified things a little bit more. And, you know, they're just trusting their teammates and trusting the coaching. And, you know, when you do that and when you do the right stuff at practice and, you know, bring that up to the game field, you know, good things happen. And there earlier in the year, like you said, we had some guys playing out of position a little bit. And, you know, they weren't really transitioning from the practice field to the game field. And we're seeing more of that. It really started in the Olpe game and, like you said, the Troy game. But we really saw advancement during that Olpe game. I mean, the score might not indicate that, but I feel like we got a tremendous amount better during the course of that game, and then it showed during the Valley Heights game, and then hopefully we can just keep going forward and keep propelling in the right direction.
I've also got to ask you about Jason Mosley. He threw for 184 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he ran for 160 and 3 more touchdowns there on Friday against Valley Heights. Really, it seems like the last couple of weeks he's been playing extremely well. What have you seen from him, especially in the last about 3 weeks or so?
I mean, not pressing. I mean, letting the game come to him, throwing to wide receivers that are open, trying not to force the issue, forcing it in the coverage, throwing the ball. And, you know, offensively, with the running the football, it just comes back to our offensive line. I think our lead blocking has been better the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I think we're reading holes a lot better the last 2 weeks, too. So overall, he's just, you know, the game's, I think, slowing down a little bit more for him, which is good. And hopefully he can keep that trajectory as well.
Now, look at it this week. You'll have a big game as far as the district goes as you'll play host to Jeff County North. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick. It is brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. And, well, this week the Cobras will play host to Jeff County North in what will be a big district game as far as determining what the playoffs will look like coming up next week. So, coach, Jeff County North coming to town, they're obviously a very, very good team. They've had a great year so far, state ranked now in a couple of publications. So what do you look at here with JCN?
You know, I'm just glad we're playing them at home. It seems like the last 3 or 4 years we've had to go up there to play, so it would be nice to be at home this week. But, you know, when talking about JCN, they always have athletes. They always have skill positions. You can just see that from their track program. They always have speed on the track, and they always have great track athletes, and that really corresponds to the football field. And I think it starts with their quarterback. I think he's very, very dynamic. He can throw the football. He can run the football. And they got some skill positions that are young. I think they're sophomores, but – man, they can run and they can block with the best of them. And they do have some young kids on the offensive line as well, but I know they've been getting better each week. And, you know, whenever you have a 6'4", 6'5" tight end that can block and go out for pass routes, you know, he's definitely going to be a weapon as well. So it's definitely going to be a tall task for us on Friday, but hopefully we can, you know, play as a unit, execute, and have a good outcome.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about just kind of how you rack up this Jeff County North team and some of the other teams you've played this year. And really the only team I could really think of was maybe Wabunsee, Troy a little bit, but more Wabunsee to the way they can kind of run it too. Is there any team that you've played this year that maybe you would compare JCN to?
You can compare him a little bit to Wabunsee, but, you know, with Wabunsee, you had a quarterback that likes to stay in the pocket. He does scramble, but he likes to stay in the pocket and throw it. When talking about JCN, he's a legitimate dual threat quarterback where he's going to run the option. He's going to run the zone read, and then he's going to, you know, step back, three-step drop, and throw the ball. So, you know, there may be a little bit of similarities between those two, but overall, I think JCN's a team that we haven't faced yet, somebody like that this year, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for our defense and our offense too, because they've always seemed to, you know, put a great defensive package against us, and, you know, we've struggled running the ball against them in the past, so hopefully we can, you know, mix up some run and pass options, and hopefully we can go in there and just execute.
Yeah, and talking about GCM being kind of a team you haven't really seen this year, does this even make it even more apparent than this week that it's really got to be guys being disciplined and working on their assignments and worrying about what they have to do against this team, like Jeff County North does, to do a couple different things?
Yes, exactly. You know, we have to worry about ourselves. We have to execute our game plan. You know, they're going to do some different stuff that we haven't seen this year, and we definitely have to have our eyes in the right spot. We can't have our eyes wandering to the backfield, and we have to be assignment sound on the option. So, you know, our defensive ends, our outside linebackers, even our inside linebackers definitely have to read their keys and do their jobs on Friday night, and hopefully we can do that and execute. And like I said, it's good to be home, and it's a very, very important game for both teams with playoff implications, so it's going to be fun.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck. We look forward to it. It's a game we'll have live on KIR 93.7 FM. But, Coach, thank you so much, as always. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on KNZA.